You're listening to The Point. Vocal harmony is very much alive on Cape Cod. The a cappella groups Hyannis Sound and Cape Harmony bring college-age singers for summer performances. And there's a year-round group known for their barbershop style of harmony, the Cape Cod Surf Tones. Rob Topolsky is a past president and current board member of the Cape Cod Surf Tones. Welcome.
Good Hello.
To see you. Also with us is Scott Moss. He's a board member of the Surf Tones as well. Welcome to you.
Hi, Mindy.
All right, so what sets the barbershop genre apart from other types of a cappella history?
Barbershop is a defined art form with four voices. It's usually a quartet sound, and we use the male voicing to describe that, although there's a female organization of barbershop quartet singers as well. They also use the male voicings to describe their sound, and that's the bass, the baritone, and the tenor part, and a melody part that we call the lead. Which is high in the range. And a signature part of that sound is that there's a harmony part above the lead, and as well as the bass part that's always below the melody.
So what's the history of barbershop quartets, and do we know where that name came from? Is it actually barbers?
Well, the idea of people that stood around in shops and parlors and barbershops and street corners is probably where the phrase was coined. The style of singing actually goes back to the days of African Americans working in the fields as slaves and using and creating working songs and singing in harmony and in spiritual songs where harmony singing was predominant. And that actually, a lot of the roots of our sound come from that heritage. Mm.
Scott, how many people, you're singing in quartets, but you have a chorus. So
Yeah, the Surf Tones has about 35 members. We meet every Monday night at the Unitarian Church in Barnstable. Mm-hmm. We start usually around 7 o'clock and go till about 9:30. And we almost always get the full complement of voices and, you know, that many people to rehearse. We perform all over the Cape year-round. We're particularly busy in the summer and at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm. And now Valentine's Day coming up.
And we do have Valentine's Day coming up, but I guess we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah, but your year-round uniform is very appropriate for Valentine's Day. You have on these red vests, red bow ties. So what's the significance of the dress and the white shirt?
The typical barbershop stereotype is the red and white striped boaters. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it's a vest and it has red and white vertical stripes. And the straw hat and the cane, and this is a reflection of that. We have a solid red vest. We have kept the bow ties. We're not wearing the signature garters, mm-hmm. although we could probably do that if we wanted to. We wanted to have this kind of a throwback, kind of reminiscent look without mm-hmm. Going the full 1890s style.
Yeah. When did this get started on the Cape? How long?
We've been singing on the Cape for 39 years.
Wow, 39 years.
39 years. The original Cape Cod Surf Tones, none of those original members are with us anymore. Mm. But the group has stayed together and has evolved over the years.
You mentioned Cape Cod Surf Tones, all men, but there is a woman's group that also sings traditional barbershop and. But they don't call themselves a barbershop quartet, do they?
They do. They call themselves a barbershop quartet or barbershop chorus as well. Mm-hmm. The Cranberry Shores mm-hmm. Is our sister organization, and they meet in Hyannis at the Federated Church. They meet on Tuesday evenings around the 7 o'clock hour at the Federated Church, where we meet on Monday evenings at the Unitarian Church in Barnstable.
Have you ever done anything together?
Absolutely.
Oh, you have? Oh, good.
We have. We have had several shows together and even do a couple of songs that we do together that uses then the eight parts mm-hmm. of all of those choruses.
So who's leading this? I mean, when you practice, do you have a leader? Is that you, Rob? I mean, who's going, okay, wait a minute, you're not doing your part over here.
We all are pretty good at kibitzing and adding to, this is what we think we're hearing. When we are together as a chorus, We have somebody out front who's a chorus mm-hmm. director, mm-hmm. and that person is keeping us together and choosing what to work on next mm-hmm. as far as this is the thing we're hearing, and I think the top three opportunities for improvement or enhancement are these.
And does that person change?
We have three directors.
In our group.
One is our frontline director. His name is Mr. Don Taylor. And then I'm an assistant director, and we have another assistant director, Dan Anthony, who's a teacher at Nauset High School.
So, Rob, what's your background in singing, and when were you first introduced to Barbershop Harmony?
I think I was first introduced to Barbershop Harmony in high school, and I hated it. I absolutely thought that was the worst sound, but the Barbershop Harmony sound in the 70s was very nasal. They weren't really relying on this wonderful thing called the microphone. They wanted that sound to be heard 25, 30, 45 rows back and plastered on the back wall. Mm-hmm. They wanted that sound to get through. So it was very in your head and very predominant tenor sound. We have since learned to use vocal amplification and balance the sound, and it's a lot prettier now.
Mm. What about you, Scott? What got you started?
Well, I'm actually pretty new to Barbershop. I've only been doing this about 3 years. But some time ago, I recall that my brother had gotten involved. He seemed to enjoy it, and I had always liked to sing, and I had recently retired, so I was looking for an interesting activity. I enjoy singing, and went into the internet and found the Cape Cod Surf Tones, and I've enjoyed it so much. It's a very rewarding experience.
So how do you recruit members, and what are the qualifications?
Well, we have two kinds of members. We have men who like to sing, and we have singers who are men. And what we do is we try to get our name out there. We try to use opportunities like this, talking on the radio, to tell people that we're out there. You know, if you sing in the shower, if you sing in your car, if you sung before in the church choir or in school, and you haven't done it for a while, come on down. Mm-hmm. We would love to find out which part you fit in. We'll put you with a buddy, and you'll learn how to do what we do. There's no audition. If you can carry a note into a post office, we'll help you out.
I mentioned Cape Harmony and Hyannis Sound, and those kids have a rigorous rehearsal and performance schedule, probably because they have to pack it all in during the summer. They essentially rehearse days and perform evenings. But so you typically just one day a week, or do you get together more than that? Do you practice on your own? How is your practicing?
So we're in the room now with our barbershop quartet that we call Take the Fifth. The fifth being the fifth note in the scale, which is one of the foundational notes of creating chords, which is what barbershop sound is all about. The Take the Fifth Quartet, we meet every Sunday night mm-hmm. at one of our houses, and we meet for 2 or 3 hours, and we just knock out a bunch of songs and start working on some new ones. And then the chorus gets together on Monday nights, the chorus of 30 guys, and we have a repertoire of songs that we'll go through on Monday night. Mm. And then in between those Monday nights, we're responsible for our own personal practice. And using the learning tracks that Scott mentioned, we can put those on the CD player in our car, and we could be driving down the freeway singing our hearts out.
Yeah, or singing in the shower, maybe.
Or singing in the shower.
And then, of course, we have performances. Mm-hmm. And as I said, there are times when we are extremely busy, where we might do a couple performances a week, especially at Christmas time or during the summer. And sometimes the performances are a little bit spread out. But we, 20, 30 gigs a year?
We are one of the busiest choruses in the Northeastern District of the Barbershop Harmony Society. We do upwards of 20 performances a year. I don't think there's a group around us that does that kind of volume.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned there's 24,000, did you say?
There are 24,000 members of the Barbershop Harmony Society in the United States. And plus, we also have some affiliate organizations like in New Zealand mm-hmm. and in Great Britain, Australia, Japan, there's barbershop singing around the world.
We should mention the rest of your group who's here is John Payton, Ed Crowley, and Steve Stein. Hi, guys. Say hi to you. this a cappella singing has really gotten popular in recent years. I know
Absolutely.
When we talked to the younger, the Cape Harmony and Hyannis Sound kids, they attributed a lot of that to Glee, Pitch Perfect, all of these, you know, kind of getting into the, you know, it's cool now.
It is.
where probably back when we were all in school, it was not so cool.
No.
So do you find that helps you in getting folks who are a little bit older interested in this?
I think it has helped us create interest among the younger singers. We have a donut hole a bit in our membership age, where we have members who are 17, 18, 19, and 20 years old. And then they get married, and they get jobs, and they get busy. And membership tends to fall off in the 25 to early 40s range. And then the number of members, the distribution of members above those ages in the 40s and 50s starts to pick up again. Mm. And what's driving that youth interest in barbershop singing absolutely is Glee, the competition shows that are on TV. And they're very good singers, and they're dedicated musicians. They're going into college, and they're getting musical degrees.
How do voices change with age, and what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of a more mature voice?
Voices with age, it's a more of an airy sound. It has more of a warmth to it. Voices with age have a character and an experience. There's a softer quality to it. They want to emote more with their voice when they are singing at a later age. But I also think they've had more of an emotional range and an emotional experience with life, and they want to communicate that.
The Cape Cod Surf Tones are engaged in charitable work in our region. So why is this an important part of your group, and what are some of the activities that you do?
One of our slogans, one of our sayings, one of our qualities is that we are enriching lives through singing. And in giving back to the communities that we serve, in being in the communities and pulling from the communities that we're in, giving back is just naturally a part of participation. It also helps us to be recognized in the community, as this is one of the arts organizations, but this is also one of the community organizations. We fit under both umbrellas.
Yeah. So you actually also donate money to different charitable organizations at the end of your year, correct?
We do. As a nonprofit organization, we have to keep our operating budget paid for, but because we perform so much through the year, we generally have a surplus, and the members make it clear to us as the board where they want those funds to go. This year, we are using our funds that are left over from last year for a K-12 musical education program. Mm-hmm. In previous years, we've given to the food bank on the Outer Cape. We've given to Independence House. We've given to the Cape Cod Needy Fund. We've a number of organizations mm-hmm. that keep getting put up for our members that this is important to us. We want to give to that.
All right, Scott, tell us about the Singing Valentines.
Well, one of the fundraising events that we do is we provide a Singing Valentine that people can request, and we will show up with a quartet like the one that you're going to hear, and we perform a Valentine song, and we give the recipient a box of chocolates and a flower and a card and a picture with the quartet. And usually it's a big surprise. So if you want to do something special for your husband, wife, sweetheart, significant other, and have a quartet show up at work, you will be a big, big hit.
You're allowed to say work or at out to dinner. I mean, this could happen anywhere.
We've done restaurants. We've done homes. We've done workplaces. We've done hospitals. We've done offices. We've been doing this for a number of years, and if there's probably not an institution we haven't gone into to do this. And it's very reasonably priced. It ranges between $50 and $75, depending on how exactly you want us to show up time-wise. If you want us there sometime during the day on Valentine's Day, it's less expensive than if you have us there within, let's say, a 15-minute window, mm-hmm. if you have a dinner reservation. You probably want us there within a specific time.
A lot of fun, I would think.
It's great fun.
I bet the expressions are great.
we really enjoy doing it because we get to sing, which is kind of why we exist. Our subscribers get a very, very special Valentine's event. I mean, you can give a gift, but isn't an experience, you know, more meaningful than...
You won't forget it, right?
Right. Exactly.
Remember that time when you sent that barbershop quartet?
Yeah. We would love to hear a song. What have you brought along to perform? Tell us what we're going to hear first, Rob.
A classic song, Let Me Call You Sweetheart. In the song is the special request that we see on those candied hearts that are always given at this time of year. Let me call you sweetheart.
Valentine greetings from Mindy we bring. Now here's what she asked us to sing. She said, let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you whisper that you love me too. Keep the love light glowing in your eyes so true. Let me call you sweetheart, I'm in love with you.
We'll have a link with more information about the Cape Cod Surf Tones at our website, capeandislands.org. Rob Topolsky, Scott Moss, and the other Cape Cod Surf Tones, thanks for coming in and singing for us.
Thank you, Mindy.
Well, thank you for having us.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thanks for listening.
Right, let's do
Hey Naughty Ding Dong.
Hey Naughty Ding Dong, a-lang-a-lang-a-lang, boom-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do. Life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again. Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if only all my precious plans would come true. Shaboom, if you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart,
a dream, sweetheart.
Da 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 da. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart, a dream, sweetheart. Boom, shaboom, ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom.
2, 3, 4, 1.
Da 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 da. Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby, we'd be so fine. Oh, life could be a dream, shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, if you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, a dream. A dream, sweetheart.
I love that song.